Since the business of democracy's clearly been removed from the political conventions, commentator John Ridley views the two parties as being engaged in an entertainment arms race to transform their conventions from largely dull to vaguely interesting. John Ridley has this look at how the Republicans are trying to enliven theirs.
I think we can pretty much agree political conventions have got all the intrigue of a frozen tub of cottage cheese. But this quadrennial, the GOP came to its convention armed with a little thing called innovation.
Radio stations have DJs. MTV pioneered the art of the VJ. And here at the Republican National Convention, we're unveiling CJs. We're convention jockeys.
CJs. Yeah, the idea is for these CJs to cruise the convention floor and interview delegates, giving the viewing audience a chance to meet them up close and personally. Christine Iverson is the convention's senior CJ, but don't you dare think for a second that makes her some kind of Entertainment Tonight info babe. Christine's most definitely got a serious background in both journalism and politics.
I started out as a television reporter, and again, I spent about 5 years doing that at an ABC affiliate in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and I loved it. And then I covered a guy who ran for House of Representatives named John Thune, and he won, and he asked if I wanted to come work for him. And then this week, they, you know, asked if I wanted to do this.
So you're getting ahead on the political tip. Why get back into the talking head game? For Christine, it was all about building a better convention.
The idea behind it is to make the convention about more than the Republican Party. We want it to be about people and communities around the country, and interviewing the unique people who are here at the convention is one way that we can do that.
One thing I, you know, couldn't help but notice about the CJs, five chicks, no guys. Tara Wall, another CJ, is the press secretary for outreach at the RNC. I asked her how come the CJs didn't outreach to any guys.
We just happen to be the most talented this time around. Maybe next time around we'll get some guys.
For the sake of being equal and offset, the only slogan still available for use by the news media, I got myself an alt opinion on the CJs. Stephen Smith is a VJ gigging at the cable music station Fuse and before that VH1. And he's a guy. I played some tape for him and got his perspective on the CJs.
Okay, you know what I'm hearing with her? There's this thing that we call the voice. There's a very sing-song thing, almost newscaster thing. It's like, hello and welcome to the Republican National Convention. And there's different head turns for each thing you do. It's almost as if William Shatner has coached every single person.
Shatner, a little harsh. But Stephen did appreciate the RNC taking chances with their convention.
Yeah, you know, you want to take some risks with it. That doesn't mean you have to be silly or outrageous. You want to be smart, not silly, but take some risk.
Stephen did have one minor change he'd like to make to the CJs.
If you want to really broaden out the RNC of this, make one of these women a lesbian. I'm not saying that as a joke. I'm dead serious. Have, you know, a conservative person with a different sexual preference.
Interesting idea, but I think we'll get better odds on just having a guy CJ at the RNC by 2008.
The comments of John Ridley. He is a Hollywood writer and director and author of A Conversation with the Man.